From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you once again to Let the Bible Speak. In just a few minutes, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns, the Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he continues a series of messages on the Lord's Prayer. In the present message, he is focusing on the petition, "And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors," specifically dealing with one who has sinned against us in some way. How do we do that? Do we grant forgiveness where there's been no repentance of the wrong done? As we'll see, the pattern for forgiveness is God Himself. Although our forgiveness of others is flawed by our sinful humanity, there is a sense in which we must forgive others in the manner in which God has forgiven us. Dr. Cairns will continue this message shortly. First, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, from the pen of the great 19th century preacher Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled Delight and Desires. The text is found in Psalm 37, verse 4. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Delight in God has a transforming power and lifts a man above the gross desires of our fallen nature. Delight in Jehovah is not only sweet in itself, but it sweetens the whole soul till the longings of the heart become such that the Lord can safely promise to fulfill them. Is not that a grand delight which molds our desires till they are like the desires of God? Our foolish way is to desire and then set to work to compass what we desire. We do not go to work in God's way, which is to seek Him first and then expect all things to be added unto us. If we will let our heart be filled with God till it runs over with delight, then the Lord Himself will take care that we shall not want any good thing. Instead of going abroad for joys, let us stay at home with God and drink waters out of our own fountain. He can do for us far more than all our friends. It is better to be content with God alone than to go about fretting and pining for the paltry trifles of time and sense. For a while we may have disappointments, but if these bring us nearer to the Lord, they are things to be prized exceedingly, for they will in the end secure to us the fulfillment of all our right desires.
Thank you.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We'd like to encourage you to take advantage of some of the free literature we offer on the program. We're pleased to announce that the newest edition of Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine is now available. The theme of the current issue is the subject of temptation. In 5 articles, various ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church discuss such issues as how to recognize the temptation to sin, the temptation of Christ, and overcoming temptation. Among other articles of interest in this issue, you'll find a focus on the land of Macedonia, as well as the inspiring testimony of a young man born with cerebral palsy who is a glowing witness for Christ. A copy is available simply for the asking, and we promise that there will be no follow-up letters soliciting funds. For your free copy, just write to us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you soon.
must we forgive all our debtors? Even the obstinate, even those who continue in their wicked behavior toward us? Or do we forgive those who repent? Then, if we say we forgive all our debtors, must we never seek redress for wrongs done to us? Must there never be any legal satisfaction either in the church or in the courts? Big questions. And the answer to them lies in understanding the meaning of the word forgive. Now, as far as possible, when we forgive, we have the Lord for our pattern. His manner of forgiving is the pattern that we seek to follow. Now, I have to say we seek to follow, and I have to also to say that there's a world of difference between divine and human forgiveness. They are not exact parallels. Ours is a fuzzy image. Take the example that the image of God is in man, but the image is infinitely inferior to the original. Even in man's perfect state. And so our forgiveness is in the image of divine forgiveness, but it's different in kind and it's different in degree. It's different in ability and even in responsibility. But with all the differences, we must seek to follow the Lord's procedures and patterns and precepts as far as possible. So, in real life terms, what does this mean? We forgive. Do we forgive everyone who sins against us, or just those who repent of what they have done? And can we never seek redress? Well, let's say this. There's a sense in which we forgive every single one. And that's the sense in which we have no right to be spiteful or vengeful. Take again the example I gave you. The first man sinned, but the second man sinned when he harbored spite and bitterness. I will not say revenge, for there was never any indication of that. But those are things that in themselves are wrong. If you sin against me, it may hurt. And I be honest with you, I'm not Superman, and I'm certainly not glorified. When that happens, the natural response is anger. And the natural inclination is to retain that anger. But it must not be. It must not be. There is such a thing as righteous indignation, but there's a lot of times when we hide behind that text and there's nothing very righteous about our indignation. We have no right to be vengeful. In that sense, we forgive all. Did not Jesus say, love your enemies? Even your enemies. Now, by definition, your enemies are people who are hurtful. They are people who are against you. They are people who therefore do you wrong. They are people who sin against you. They are your debtors of the worst kind. But Jesus did not say get mad, get angry, or get even. He said love your enemies. Therefore, yes, we must forgive all in the sense that we do not retain anger, bitterness, or vengeance. The Lord has said, vengeance is mine, I will repay. Peter said, hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow in his steps. He did no sin, nor was guile found in his mouth. When he was reviled, that sin against him, he reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. We must not be vengeful. But the aspect of forgiveness that reconciles an offender to the offended person and brings them together in fellowship, I have to be honest from Scripture and say that is not always possible. God Himself does not bring into fellowship those who obstinately refuse to repent. Now, as of this moment, He suspends vengeance. God does not drop every offender into hell at this moment. He holds off wrath. He still gives the wicked sunshine and rain and every temporal blessing, health and strength and time and opportunity to hear the gospel and to repent. He holds off vengeance, but He does not restore to fellowship with Him or give a place in heaven to those who obstinately refuse to repent. And there is an exact parallel in human relationships, even in church relationships. It is not always possible to effect reconciliation for the simple reason that one or sometimes both of the parties are obstinate, stubborn, carnal, if you want it. And even we could go further and say that to imagine that there may be and to say that there should be reconciliation despite serious unconfessed or unrepented sin may be totally against what the Bible demands. Take the example of Abner. According to Scripture, Abner died as a fool. Preachers have preached wonderful sermons on why Abner was a fool in his death. Time forbids that I correct some of the most outstanding misinterpretations of that. But I'll tell you, he died as a fool because he too readily accepted a man who was his sworn enemy. When Joab put out his hand to embrace Abner, Abner open-heartedly turned and returned the embrace before he ever had any evidence of Joab's change of heart. And the embrace was deadly to Abner because while Joab embraced him, he stabbed him to death. He died as a fool. There are times when even rejecting bitterness and anger, we must hold off fellowship until there is repentance to God and to men. Paul told the Thessalonians about an obstinate brother and how they should deal with him. In 2 Thessalonians 3:14 and 15, he said, "If any man obey not our word by this epistle, note that man and have no company with him, that he may be ashamed." Yet, and this is the part of forgiveness that we must always cherish, even where we can't effect reconciliation, yet count him not as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother. Never lose sight of the fact that he's your brother. Never seek to demean him to such an extent that he is an object of mere shame. Oh, he should feel ashamed, but you ought not to be despising him. He is still your brother. Do not count him as an enemy. But still, while he's obstinate, have no fellowship with him. And as far as serious breaches of the legal code, either of church or state would be concerned, personal pardon does not necessarily preclude judicial action. Let me give you an example or two. David refused to execute personal vengeance on Shimei, who cursed him, if you remember, when he was fleeing from Absalom. But nevertheless, he delivered him to Solomon's judgment for his crimes. Paul shows that legal steps are sometimes necessary. In 1 Timothy 1:20, he speaks of some who having put away a good conscience concerning the faith, have made shipwreck. Of whom is Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have delivered unto Satan. Now that was a judicial action. That is one of the most serious actions that any church court could ever take. I have delivered them to Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. It was not a fit of anger on Paul's part. It was not an expression of bitterness. But even where he had a forgiving spirit, there was a need for judicial action. The Apostle John, the great Apostle of love, retained judgment against Diotrephes. 3 John verses 9 and 10. I wrote to the church, but Diotrephes, who loveth to have the preeminence among them, receiveth us not. Wherefore, if I come, I will remember his deeds which he doeth. You see, forgiveness is not simply overlooking the obstinacy of an unrepentant person. Forgiveness in this case certainly means there will be no bitterness, no personal vengeance, no personal spitefulness, no personal vendetta. But where the honor of God and the word of God demand that there be judgment, I will bring that judgment. I remember his deeds which he doeth, prating against us with malicious words, and not content therewith neither doth he himself receive the brethren, and forbiddeth them that would, casting them out of the church. So we forgive.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.